Welcome back to another episode of Train Lungs English Podcast. I'm Aline, and today we're asking an intriguing question. Will we have colonized Mars in 50 years?
That's a very good question, Aline. I have other questions for myself, but that are not so for humanity, but yes. I don't know where I will be in 50 years. Do you, Aline?
No, probably dead. I'll be alive. That's what I hope.
Hopefully not. Hopefully alive, but on Earth. So we will talk about these future perfect simple, future perfect continuous. We will talk about movies that we loved, that we didn't enjoy, that we hated. And we will also talk about Elon Musk because he's a very interesting figure in recent times. And I think modern kids are actually worshiping him in a way that is, when I'm watching YouTube videos and everything, Elon Musk is everywhere, like everywhere. It's a bit boring at this point. I don't know if any one of our listeners are big fans of Elon Musk. Not me.
So the good thing is, he's giving us some subject, something to talk about. So
exactly.
Let's discuss it.
And that is the important thing. Yeah. So yeah, welcome to Train Lang. So shall we start, Aline, with the dialogue? And we will have a dialogue using these future perfect sentences. We will analyze it later. So I start. You know, Aline, when I was little, I used to dream about traveling to unknown places like distant planets. The idea of living in space, even if it's dangerous, sounds so exciting, Aline.
Wow, that's brave. I'm not so sure. After watching movies like Ad Astra or even Blade Runner, the idea of space colonization scares me. It seems like once you get out there, you'll face so many unexpected challenges.
Yeah, but that's the thrill, right? By 2075, we will have colonized Mars. With Musk's vision, it's totally possible. He's planning to send 1 million people there by 2050.
True. Musk has big plans, but space can be unpredictable. In Interstellar, even the astronauts with all their technology face time distortions and black holes. So even if we reach Mars, we might face complications we can't even predict.
But imagine, Aline, the adventure. By 2075, we will have been living on Mars for decades. Think about how far we've come in just 50 years, landing on the moon, exploring Mars with rovers. And now, Aline, we will be able to plan settlements.
I get that. But living in space is nothing like living on Earth. Movies like Blade Runner show a future where even Earth isn't perfect anymore. It makes me wonder if by 2075 we'll have solved problems or created new ones.
But look at The Martian. You know that movie with Matt Damon? Matt Damon's character survives on Mars for over a year. I know it's a movie, but by the time the rescue comes, he will have been growing food and surviving off the land for months. So if one person can do it, imagine what a whole community could achieve when they are all working together, you know? I know it's a movie, but imagine.
That's true. But remember, Santi, space isolation isn't easy. In Ad Astra, Brad Pitt's character will have been searching for his father for years, getting us bored, by the way, dealing with loneliness and the dangerous unknown. That's what scares me. What if we get out there and we'll have faced issues we didn't expect?
Yeah, but that's exactly what we need, why we need to keep pushing on these boundaries, even if we will have faced challenges. By 2075, we'll also have made so much progress. Just like in, you know, that movie WALL-E, you know, that was a very cute movie. Humans there adapted to life in space after Earth became uninhabitable. Maybe it won't be perfect like in that movie because they become very, very fat and lazy, but we will figure it out.
Okay, you've convinced me a bit. Even if it's risky, it's also fascinating. By the time we colonize Mars, we will have learned so much about space and survival.
Lynn, it's the prospect of being fat in space like in Wall-E. That's the thing that convinced you, eh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can't wait.
Eating cheese in space. And doing nothing.
I'm happy about the cheese. The cheese appeals me, but the rest, I'm not sure.
Oh, yes.
I'm so French, you know. I love cheese.
Of course. French cheese is amazing. It's something else. So smelly. Totally. So stinky.
As good as smelly.
Yeah, it needs to be smelly. Now, we remind our listeners that if you really enjoy our podcast, you should subscribe. And if you like this podcast in particular, you should, if you want to, leave a like. And so you can... help us to show how well liked our podcast, and also leave a comment. We also have podcasts in different languages. If you want to learn Japanese, we have podcasts. Tomorrow we will have a new episode, and Chinese as well. So you can also learn different languages with us in Trainlang. We have languages for everyone, Alin.
That's great. Well, let's go to my favorite part. Let's break down the grammar. And we've used a lot in this dialogue. We've used future perfect simple. Let's explain that, even though, well, the level of this podcast is quite good. But let's remind that this tense is used to talk about something that will be completed by a specific point in the future. Example, by 2050, we will have colonized Mars. Okay, so we use this to express something that will be finished before a certain time. And before you continue, Santi, I would like to emphasize the structure. Okay, future. So because it's future, we have the modal will, and then we need the auxiliary have, and then the past participle, in this case, colonized, which it's a tense with three structures, okay? So three parts in the structure. Very important. Will have plus PP, as I call it.
So it's really like the perfect simple, but with will in front of it.
Exactly.
Such a silly thing, you know? Like, it sounds so difficult when you... But then it is a perfect simple with will in front. But yeah. So we saw this sentence in... Future perfect simple. If you're watching us on YouTube, Twitch, or LinkedIn, you can see this on screen. By 2050, we will have colonized Mars, which is the sentence you just said. So we'll have colonized. But there is another kind of future perfect, which is future perfect continuous, which we use for the same thing. But this is an ongoing action. So when the action is ongoing, we use a future perfect continuous. For example, by 2075, we will have been living on Mars for 25 years. This will have been living is because we will be for a period of time living in Mars before that date, 2075. So by 2075, we will, and then future perfect continuous, we will have been living on Mars.
So these tenses are perfect for talking about long-term projects like space colonization or even big personal goals, which might be more realistic, let's say. And about the structure again, it's important. We also have will have, but now the PP or the past participle is the verb to be, okay? The auxiliary to be, which is always been, and then is followed by the gerund, the verb plus ing. So will have been living. Four elements in that structure.
I love that you call it PP. It's just a funny
I
way
love
to say
PP. I call it PP.
You could call it third column or anything. No, PP. Yes.
I call it PP in French as well. I always say PP. Is it? I love it. Students remember that this PP, they always, it's auxiliary plus PP.
The PP.
It's stuck in the mind.
Well, then we have it clear in our heads, this structure, feature perfect simple, will plus perfect simple. And then feature perfect continuous, feature will plus perfect continuous. Now we will talk a little bit about space colony. Oh, no. We have more sentences.
More examples.
I forgot about this slide. This was very good. So we have these two other sentences. So by 2070, Musk will have built a Mars colony. So Musk will have built a Mars colony. Para 2070, Musk habrá construido una colonia en Marte, ¿no? Habrá construido. Will have built. And another sentence, Aline, with...
Yeah, now let's give an example for the future perfect continuous. And the other sentence that will appear on the screen for the listeners and viewers is, they will have been growing food on Mars for years. In Spanish, habrán estado cultivando alimento en Marte por años, o durante años.
It is strange to hear you listen to you in
Spanish.
But yes. Habrán estado cultivando, eh? Very good. It's a continuous action in the past before a time. Perfect. Now, I wanted to talk about different things with you, which is about movies and Mars colonization. We start with Mars colonization because we mostly want to talk about movies because we have very different opinions about movies. And I love that. I love that. But first, Mars colonization, what do you think is going to happen then in the future? Do you think this is going to happen? Like we will be living in Mars?
I don't know. I think it's possible, but I don't wish it. I don't think it would be beneficial for humankind. I think we have too much to solve on the Earth before we colonize any other planet. But that's my personal opinion.
Well, it just feels like it's like another place to ruin, you know? Like we have this
beautiful planet. That's the point. We have it on the Earth. We've already spoiled too much. Shall we not?
I know. I think it's just the this kind of feeling of wanting to explore new limits of humankind. I think this is what pushes people. And obviously, I think it's also money because I think mining is a planet up for grabs. It's like the Antarctic continent is also up for grabs. People are really, really putting like lots of colonies there just to claim it for their own. And I think Mars is going to happen a little bit of the same thing. So... But I don't think there is a need for a human to.
I love that need, and I think it's naturally it's ingrained in us. The problem is, if we were not destroyers, that would be amazing. But everything we touch, we destroy it. So even though this desire to discover new planets and new territories is amazing, if we were not that dangerous. So that's why I wouldn't encourage the future generation to do anything.
They
fixed their own problems here first, which is not for tomorrow.
No, it's totally true. It's totally true.
Maybe I'm being negative, Santi, today. I don't know. It's Monday morning.
No, but it's just beautiful. You know, just like with the French accent, being negative, like not optimistic. It just sounds so nice, you know, like that sounds good. It makes sense. I totally agree. But yes, I think we want to explore different things that are unknown. I think we're making a big effort on doing this, but these are the things that aren't explored and are maybe more available for us, like the depths of the ocean, which are not cartographed or mapped or anything, and nobody cares, and it's there in our planet Earth, and we don't care. And this thing of Mars and going to other planets, I think it's more of an ego trip than anything else, because you can explore lots of things that are unknown. But this particular thing, at this point, I don't know. Yeah. We've been already outside. Colonizing is just a different thing. It will be possible, but it's just for the ego.
And for the sake of
and for the money.
Argument, it's useful for our podcast, so that's good. and colonization and future tenses are very useful. So that's good.
Let's talk about something we do agree, which is Blade Runner.
No.
The original Blade Runner.
By the way, I would love to know what the listeners think. So if they can send us messages, because they surely have good ideas about these issues. Yeah, Blade Runner, that's a sweet memory for me. I don't remember too much, too many details about the movie, but it's lovely because my older brother, who is 10 years older than me, I remember we were in Paris and he just took me to the movies and he says, this is a movie you have to watch. It's what we call in French as film cult,
cult movie.
Yes. You have to watch it. And I was small, I was maybe 13 years old, and I didn't grasp how deep the movie was and like the bearings behind it, but it marked me positively, and I will always remember my brother taking me to the movies to watch this surrealistic one. Maybe it's the beginning
I think it's easier to enjoy it when you're older, because and maybe even more before, because this movie was I think it's quite prophetic. Like,
yeah,
the future looks like this a little bit. Like, sometimes I'm walking on the street at night and some scenes feel like from Blade Runner, but back then that was science fiction. And now it feels like, this is actually a Blade Runner scene that I'm living in. And
absolutely, absolutely. And you know, as I told the other day, Matthew, we've been to Shanghai lately, and I can tell you, future is present in China, talking about technology and like you're showing on the screen, you know, those type of buildings that advert and that are...
It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the flying cars that we don't have yet, but for the rest, yes. Or the replicants that we know of, nothing yet like that, but yeah. And then I know that you really love Ad Astra. I noticed in the dialogue that you really love watching Brad Pitt's face.
Are you provoking me, Santi? Well, as you explained in our previous conversation before the podcast, I think I was misguided and misled by the trailer, and I expected something a lot more. What exciting, I would say, or at least entertaining. And even though I have to say I really like Brad Pitt, it was a little bit too much of a close-up of Brad Pitt for my taste. And the story seemed a little bit slow, but you defended it very well. Can you explain
I totally agree. Is very the trailer. I think this is happening. It's a problem of producers. They try to market movies as what they not. So I remember back in the day, I went to watch The New World, and I wanted to watch that movie because of the director. I knew the director. I knew it would be slow and everything, but the trailer was like an action adventure movie, and it wasn't. But I knew what to expect. Other people not. And I think with Atas is the same. James Gray never does action movies or anything like that. So these, I knew it was going to be something more deep and slowly paced. I was too disappointed at the ending because I expected a bit more, but it's more like a road movie in space. It conveys very well the idea of what space traveling would be like, and I really like that. But it's not one of his best movies, but I do defend Atas. Yeah,
listening to your defense makes me makes me want to watch it again. Maybe.
Oh no! You don't want to. You don't want to. Well, just because of Brad Pitt, yeah. Why not? Eh?
No, yeah. He's always good. He's an amazing actor, and he's still very good looking. So that's amazing. That's good for.
He's getting better. He's getting better.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. Do you remember the first movie he starred?
Thelma Louise.
I was in the cinema, and when I saw that man appearing on the scene, I thought, where does he come from? And yet when you compare to today, he's still more handsome now. It's amazing.
You know what, talking about this, that was actually the first My little sister was very young, and her awakening was like that too. Like she said, that man is very beautiful, very handsome. I think it was Legends of the Fall, that movie. And he said, oh, Brad Pitt, he's so handsome. And yeah, with me was Audrey Hepburn. I'm very classic.
Okay, I understand. Seriously, so if you like Brad Pitt, go and watch Ad Astra.
But it's not an action movie. No, it's not.
No, it's not. You want to relax and imagine your life.
It's been a pleasure, Aline. We need to wrap up.
That's amazing.
If someone wants
all
to learn English, what do they have to do, Aline?
Exactly. Well, we hope, first of all, you've enjoyed learning about the future, perfect, simple, and continuous. Sure. Those tenses are really useful, and the examples from space exploration and futuristic movies were nice. So if you want to do that, well, just go to trainlang.com and you won't be disappointed.
Yes, ask for your free lesson. The first lesson is free, so you can check it out. And we just know that you would love it. You would want to sign up, because we have different methods for every person. Every person is different. Some people have more time, some people have less time. And so we have different tools and different contents and things for you. We know that learning languages is not impossible with the right tools and the right methods. So we see each other soon in the next podcast. Big hug to everyone and see you next time. Bye.